Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, along with the Saturday starter, and that will be Jake Peavy. First of all, how you doing?
I'm doing good, pal. We back at them. It's always fun with baseball. Next day, back at them and grinding along, enjoying the ride so far.
Well, you got three under your belt right now, and the one on Monday night against Arizona looked like the old Jake Peavy. It looked like the ball was moving, and once you settled in a little bit, I thought you got in a nice groove. Did you feel better on Monday night than the first two?
You know, I did. I guess a little bit there. You know, the first start versus the Dodgers, I really felt a whole lot better, and then I think the results ended up. You know, we had a chance to turn that double play that we got overturned there. That was just unfortunate, and you know, there were a couple plays that just didn't go our way. That game could have very easily played out differently if a play or two is reversed. And you know, I really feel like that start and last night's start were fairly similar. I just hated the way last night, Monday night ended on such a sour note there with the extra inning loss.
Yeah, well, that's out of your control at that point. But as I say on the air, I said, look, just give me a good six, and we'll let the bullpen worry it after that. But it is interesting. You get around that six-inning mark, and you got to be watched a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it seeming to be the case. But we'll see the way that plays out. Just last Monday night there. Pitch execution wasn't the best there, going back out after staying out in the base pass and really not getting my legs up under me. But I'll tend to do all I can do to be better those times around.
Yeah, well, so far okay. Jake Peavy with us. Now, the hitting. I mean, I'm sitting there, and you turned around 94. You know that.
They're just trying to give the boys a chance, you know, and make something positive happen, put the ball in play.
Well, but it was a good swing. I mean, to let the fans know a little bit. You know, you can use the lumber, as they say.
You know, look, I try to take it serious. You know, it's all a part of the game. You got to get up there and take your turn at bat. And, you know, we all see how great of a job that Madison does and how great of an athlete he is. And it's a difference maker in a lot of his games, the way he swings the bat. So we're about to go out and work on it right now, and it's something that you take pride in, being a start pitcher.
How do you pitch to another pitcher, though? Because now Bradley pitching to you and just watched him after you got the hit, you weren't going to see many fastballs after that.
Yeah, you know, you certainly you know going in what kind of athlete the other guy is, and if he swings the bat and handles the bat well. And, you know, these days you tend to, you know, find more guys that that can swing the bat and care about that, because, like I said, all the analytics and everything being a part of the game, I think is pushing guys, and they're seeing it in front of their face to look if you can help the guys on the offensive side of the ball, just if you can make the pitcher throw, you know, 6, 7, 8 pitches. That's not fun for the opposing pitcher to do against the 9-hole.
Yeah. All right. Well, there was a play last night Crawford made on a double play. And you know, I've watched this guy for many years since he's come up. And, boy, he turned the double play with his – I don't know if he's on the bag. I don't know how he got to the bag, but got rid of that ball. Bang. What a play.
Yeah, you know, Carl and Joe up the middle are as good as anybody that I've played with. And, yeah, it's fun. Special to have them behind you, for sure, when you take the mound and the confidence that you have. And being able, like last night, to get – or Monday night, excuse me, to get out of the double play there in the first to minimize the damage was big. And it doesn't happen without extreme athleticism on both those guys.
No, I love to watch it. And they call it the pitcher's best friend, and you know why, because it does get you out of trouble. This winter, how was your winter? And I saw a piece on the air with Amy G at your place, and I don't know what year it was filmed, but you got a pretty nice spread there, pal.
You know, look, the winter is something that it's nice to be able to go back home. It's a far cry from San Francisco, a complete 180, really, from the city life I live here. But love being able to get both lives in me. But going back home and really just kind of retreating into the, you know, the country, so to speak, it's a nice way for me to relax and get ready to go again.
Yeah, what's a typical day? Now, back in the old days, they'd say, well, we would traipse around the forest, we would walk in the forest, we would hunt and, you know, and all this kind of stuff. You do that stuff in the winter?
You know, we do have the ability to do all of that. We, you know, on a daily basis don't do a lot of that stuff. I get up, take my kids to school and come back, and we, you know, we got some work going around, whether it be working on roads or any new structure we got going, we'll work on that and get a workout in and get kids from school, and the day's about to head. But like I said, it's nice just to be in the country, to have a really lot slower pace of life for me. In those few months, we do get off.
Yeah, and we'll leave the subject, but to see you today in San Francisco, then to see you on a farm or ranch, whatever you want to call it, it's a lot of land. It's interesting to see the mental adjustment you make in being a big league pitcher, and then in the off season, just having a regular life there. All right, one last thought for you. Jose Fernandez for the Marlins, one of the top pitchers in baseball. What do you see when he's on the mound?
Well, he's got electric stuff. We all know that. And, you know, he's as good as anybody in the game. We just have to put it bat after it bat on him, and maybe we can put some guys on base and get a big hit. But we'll have our work cut out for us, that's for sure, and facing one of the best in the game.
Yeah, he's sort of fun to watch. You know, you talk about colorful people. He's got moves on the mound. He smiles at people. He points at people. He hit a home run. He's looking at somebody in a good way.
Yeah, you know, I like his energy. I don't know if I can say I agree with it all, of his mannerisms with some of the showmanship, but I appreciate the way he competes, and the stuff that he brings to the field is dynamite, and we all easily see why he's one of the game's best.
Yeah, just last thought on him. Someone hit a long home run off him, and I was laughing or pointing. I forget who it was, maybe Harper or somebody. You ever do that? You ever, someone hits a home run, and you go, wow, that ball was crushed, and you sort of tip your cap to him?
You know, I don't think that ever happens in the moment for me. You know, you're trying to win a ball game, and that what had just happened is detrimental to you trying to win. So I don't most of the time find humor in that. That being said, you got to give credit where credit's due. And at the end of the game, when you look back and look back on it, you certainly can have a little bit different perspective. But I can just recall him hitting the homer and down there against Atlanta and having the altercation with Brian McCann and some of the people down there is really the only time I can think of him acting in a way that I really wouldn't act like or endorse. But you know, look, we're all young and competitive in our own ways, and he's fun to watch. You're exactly right.
All right, Jay, thanks so much as always.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.